What's good, Zimbabwe Mushe Muria Zimbabwe Lingadi Chona Janum Sagazo Mushe Zimbabwe Mushe Taita Olande Piko Amatsangu. To everybody joining us right now, you're tuned into Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Sagazo Mushe, welcome to everybody tuning in right now. You're tuned into Live Talk, brought to you by Studio 7, a voice of America. Muria Zimbabwe, Sagazo Mushe on a Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Once again, Zulukanda basithanda ukubonga wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. Tinotenda zvikurusa kune munhu wese ari kupinda pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Muineni Mike Hove. I am your host, Mike Hove, coming to you from my apartment on Tuesday, December 28th, 2021. Muri Zimbabwe namhlanje kuhlelo lechinwa basakhulayo. Nasi nichirongwa chedu cheve chidiki. Tichikwendera mberi tichitarisa nyaya yekupararira kwedenda reCOVID-19. We continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic. However, as usual, the discussion is not just going to end there. We're also going to be spotlighting youth-led initiatives helping Zimbabweans better fight the COVID-19 pandemic. And of course, we're going to be profiling young Zimbabweans as we look back at the year 2021. We're going to be joined by a lot of prominent young people who brought joys to your hearts throughout the year 2021, who brought smiles to your faces throughout the year 2021, who entertained you throughout the year 2021. Now, unfortunately, Mtakazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, tonight's program is pre-recorded. What this means for you, our loyal listeners, is you will not be able to tune in live as per usual. You can't call in onto the program. However, siloke sisonke like so to sisonke aguhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, we're together here on Live Talk, The Connection, Muria Zimbabwe. So do not forget, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages. That is VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and of course, VOA Studio 7. For all our YouTube fanatics, we're broadcasting on our YouTube page. Our official page is at VOA Zimbabwe. So you can, of course, leave your feedback there. For those that like watching the program on our webpage, as we speak, Mtakazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, we're broadcasting on our three web pages, that being www.voandebele.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course, www.voashana.com. So go ahead and leave your feedback on all available pages for our YouTube fanatics. Remember, Skwanabu YouTube. For those that like watching on Facebook, we're available on Facebook. For those that like listening on radio, we're available on radio. And of course, you can leave your feedback. And most importantly, seeing as though it's the last show of the year 2021, leave your festive greetings for your loved ones, Muria Zimbabwe. Msakanganok Moresa, Amane Shamwari. Leave them your festive greetings in the comment section. Let them see and what they have to say about the Christmas season. As usual, Mtakazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, as we delve into tonight's discussion, first up, an update on COVID-19. Now, Muria Zimbabwe, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Child Care, Zimbabwe currently has 205,449 COVID-19 cases, 166,717 recoveries, and 4,908 deaths. Now, last night alone, Zimbabwe Moshe, and for everybody watching on our Facebook pages, you can see the latest information on the screen. So if you're currently tuning in right via radio, I'd urge you to come to our Facebook page or our YouTube page or our websites. Last night alone, Mtakazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, 1,098 new cases were recorded, 4,506 recoveries, and 17 deaths. Now, to date, 4,105,020 people have taken the first COVID-19 jab, and those that are fully vaccinated is 3,113,149. So those are the latest COVID-19 statistics released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. But whilst on the discussion of the vaccine, I'm sure there's a lot of people who have been seeing a lot of activity that's been happening recently in Zimbabwe talking about the COVID-19 vaccine and, of course, COVID-19 awareness. But amongst them is a well-known cyclist who recently rode his bicycle all the way from Johannesburg, through to Gontu to Ziyathunga wobulawayo. Here we're talking about Umeli Ndlovu, who rode all the way from South Africa through to Zimbabwe on his bicycle with his COVID-19 awareness program. Now, at this time, over the weekend, Umeli Ndlovu continued with his COVID-19 awareness program. However, he was in partnership with the Southwestern Region Gender Network as they continued raising awareness on the COVID-19 pandemic. So without wasting time, Muriya Zimbabwe, let's head over to a report produced by VOA correspondent Ezra Chisaswanda, where he spoke to Umeli Ndlovu and others about this COVID-19 initiative that they had over the weekend.
So, Sambasi, twice abantu ukuthi COVID-19 yabulala. Kumele sibe namamaski sonkeni, sikwazi ukugeza izandla, senze i-social distance. Uma ningabe nibona isikipa sami sibhale i-social distance. So, i-awareness yami kahle kahle, ngisuke South Africa, ngiza lapha eBulawayo. Tho yami kahle kahle bekuyindaba yokuthi awareness ye-COVID-19. Siyazi ukuthi abanye basuke South Africa. Baza eZimbabwe, abanye basuke eZimbabwe baya eSouth Africa. Bazobona ama-family zabo. So, into esiyicelayo yindaba ye-COVID-19. So, indaba le Southwestern Region Gender Network. I-vision yethu kahle kahle yileso ebhalwe lapha. Like i-searching and strive for a just society where power gender focused civic society organization to the gender. So the third which Abane has is over the lap. Is Chandra Kulu, what have been with the awareness yet playing a COVID-19? What food was within Pamberanja and the Leni ISO? So,
Southwestern Region Gender Network, a regional gender focused network, sikhangela konke okuphathelane labo mama la mantombazana labo baba labafana. Kodwa injongo yethu namhlanje sikuhlelo lwe awareness ye COVID-19. Sibuye lo mfo wethu lo o drive all the way from South Africa etshela abantu ngokuqakatheka kwe COVID-19 ukuthi abantu bazivikele kanjani. Njengoba nje kusasa kulilanga lekhisimusi, abanye siyasuka sijabule, sikhohlwe ukugqoka amamask, sikhohlwe ukusanitizer, sikhohlwe social distancing. Abanye siyabe sigonana lezihlobo zethu ezivela all over the world, sibe sesilibala ukuthi ubhubhane lolu lukhona lizoqeda abantu. Siyabonga ukuthi sibe khona sixhasane lapha, sikhumbuzane ngoba i-COVID-19 ikhona. Asiyeni vaccinatwa, sigeze izandla mahlabezulu, senze i-social distancing, sikhumbuzane nge-COVID-19 pandemic ngoba ikhona. Sigqoke kuhle amamaski, siyaqonqosela. Yikho ke umfubhuti lo ebuyile vele South Africa ukuthi bakithi sebephelile abantu eSouth Africa, kabangapheli leZimbabwe ngoba leyinto umkhuhlane lo ukhona.
Na engikhulumayo ngokancilla Mdiba kaNketha kuwa 25, ngiphinde ngibe ngu-acting councillor emganini wa 26. Okwakuqala ngithanda ukuthi khona ngithi zakhamizi zeNketha ngifisela ikhisimusi enhle lomnyaka omutsha omuhle. Konke ubunzima esihlangane lakho phakathi konke kasikufakeni kuNkulunkulu, kodwa ngicela i-unity phakathi kwaBulawayo ukuthi sibone ukuthi sibambele kwenzele uBulawayo ukuthi simguqule lapho akhona, sibambele singabantu bakaBulawayo. Bese ngisithi ngithanda ukuthi ngibonge kakhulu le jaga lakithi uMeli Ndlovu. Kuyajabulisa kakhulu bakithi ehlangothini langakithi kumbe ngithele esiNdebeleni ukubona omunye omunye wakini ephakama kangaka ngesikhathi esiningi besikubala kungamakhiwa esuka khona lezo efika lapha kodwa nangumuntu wakithi ekhezi bakithi ngasimsupporteni and sijabule ngento ayenzileyo ngithanda ukuthi bakithi inanzeleleke umkhuhlane we-COVID okhona phakathi komhlaba ayikapheli sinazelele ukuthi siyalandela imithetho abasinika nabezempilo kahle
indaba le ngifuna ukuthi mamafoni le ihambe nezisa abantwana ekhaya ukuthi i-COVID iyabulala omunye sezokutshela ukuthi ayikho le nto le sisazalwa asizange sayizwa yinto ekhona khona manje ungabakwazi ukuthi ungazibuza ukuthi or ugugule ukuthi bangaka abantu abashonileyo ezimbabwe namhlanje into yakhona izokudanisa bebulawa yiyo indaba yeni e-COVID i-COVID yenziwayo ukuthi abanye asilandeli imithetho yakhona ngoba umuntu usuka azitshela ukuthi hayi mina ngijovile ngeke mina ngehle nomkhuhlane onjengalou so ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi enkulumane lapha ngithole isizo samthokazi abaningi abanye bafakile amamaski abanye bengibakhuza lapha abaningi bafakile amamaski abanye abafakanga
company
company sithunyelwa i-South Western Region Gender Network.
Well, Zulukanda Bamthokazi Muhle, you just heard there from Umeli Ndlovu. He was continuing ohlelo lwakhe olujonge ukuthi ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi bayohlatshwa ijekiseni evikele ukumemetheka kwe-coronavirus. Hatshi ukuhlatshwa kuphela kodwa uyasho ngempela Umeli ukuthi hayi Zulukanda continue abiding by those World Health Organization precautions. But now Amelie's sentiments, of course, are supported by uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa laye ekhuthaza uZulu to continue you know, abiding by these World Health Organization protocols and of course taking the COVID-19 vaccine. So let's head over, Muriya Zimbabwe, to a public service announcement that was produced by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. Here it is President Emmerson Mnangagwa urging people to take the COVID-19 vaccine, uttering similar sentiments to those of Meli Ndlovu. So to watch this full clip, go ahead and head over to the Ministry of Health and Childcare's Twitter page, Facebook page, and of course, our YouTube page. Let's take a look at what Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa was saying in this public service announcement.
I am Emmerson Mnangagwa, the President of Zimbabwe. Since 2020, Zimbabwe, like the rest of the world, has been fighting COVID-19. We have lost many of our loved ones, and those who have survived are still coming to terms with the trauma. Our way of life has changed as we adjust to the new normal. Many of you have been asking, is there a way out? Is there protection against COVID-19? Well, I'm here to tell you that you and I have a role to play in this fight. COVID-19 vaccines have been delivered to Zimbabwe. These vaccines help minimize the risk of infection and are being administered all over Zimbabwe free of charge. You and I need to defeat the disease. So get vaccinated now. This is our stand against COVID-19. Together, we will conquer. Get vaccinated now.
Zimbabwe manzwa mashoko ka angachitaura nemutungamiriri wenyika ava Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa apa vanga vachitsigira mashoko amanzwa ka angachiparurwa naMeli Ndlovu uya nayo ane chimwe chirongwa chakanangana nekudzidzisa vanhu nezvekupararira kwedenda reCOVID-19. Meli pamwe chete nemutungamiriri wenyika vaMnangagwa vose vaviri vava vari kukurudzira vanhu hanzi aiwa endirai mberi mhuri yeZimbabwe muchigamuchira ka zvirongwa zvirimo munyika zvakanangana nekudzivirira kupararira kwedenda reCOVID-19. Pari zvino munyika pane chirongwa chakanangana nekubaya vanhu nhomba inodzivirira kupararira kwedenda iri. pamwe chete zvekare vari kukurudzira vanhu kuti vaendere mberi vachiongorora aya anonzi nechirungu maWorld Health Organization protocols, apo pamunenge muchikurudzirwa kuti hanzi chezai maoko, musasangane neuwandu hwenyu, pamwe chete nekufamba muchisanitizer maoko enyu. Now, Amuri Zimbabwe, once again, those were sentiments by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, echoing similar sentiments to those of Umeli Ndlovu. Early on tonight, Pano Pachirongwa Chirichiriki, I mentioned that our conversation is not just going to be ending on these youth-led initiatives. However, we're going to be continuing our discussion looking back at the year 2021. This week, we're going to be focusing on the arts sector. We're going to be bringing in a lot of people that brought smiles and hearts to your lives throughout the year 2021, as we're going to be recapping on events that happened in 2021 and, of course, how a lot of young people coped. Now, to start off this entire conversation, we're going to be joined by Taffy the Man, who is a prominent comedian who creates skits around everyday events that happen in Zimbabwe. So without wasting time with Zimbabwe, let's head over to Taffy the Man, who talks to us more about his career as a comedian. And, of course, we look back at some of the things that happened in 2021. Let's head over to my conversation that I had with Taffy, who joined me via Skype.
What inspires me, I think pretty much, it's not as if you know taura, kana kuyimba, kana kuekta, anything that people aren't thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Kana, if the statement rekuti, the voice of the people is the voice of God, then isusi as comedians, we are also the voice of the people, so which also happens to be the voice,
the voice of God.
Anyway, I'm going to my voice, but the thing is,
mm-hmm.
It just happens that maybe to Nemkana, to make exposure, yeku amplifier, zinzurudo fungwa kudara. So, inspiration and motivation, ingoro automatic. It's just maybe what you need an ability and a gift. Gift you convey as in a way you put it on when I was a tambira.
So tell me something, Taffy. Where does comedy come from for you?
It's like I said, Jangutanga is an accident. My days in my elections, Gumba challenge, you know, in chairperson Mezeka. So in Inua, Yang Bana decided to get away, and then I posted it online. I'm going to a Google Joker. I wasn't even serious about it. I wasn't doing it, nobody in Drakuti in this way as a comedy or anything. Dango's it always a joke. To my surprise, people loved it. Ndito inbox when one Vakawanda since you're really good. Page Rak on the Rip. I didn't even have a page. Mm-hmm. Or I actually had to create one and then started getting serious with it and then started creating more content. And 1 year later, here we are.
All right. Well, whilst focusing on your comedy, let us head over to one of Taffy's skits. So you have a firm idea about his work. Everyone would say, hi, okay, let's take a look at one of his skits.
Napoleon in a huge ana machira bopo pa akagara ipapo utapagara ipapo
manya tutens dobana tukanira
ana wagara ipapo ndozo pagara ipapo
tewana nakwa panyanda
kutoda kutitito tanga hundu ingati tangele kumba kwa chumbu ndoinga kwa Tyson ndozo inga Jonathan Madiku
A comedy skit there by Taffy the man himself that we have on the show. Are you there? He was focusing on a very, very momentous event that happened in Zimbabwe in 2017. That was the 2017 coup. Or, of course, what a lot of analysts would refer to it as military action taken against Owain Mongameli, the former president, Mr. Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Now, Taffy, let's bring it back to your skits, mate. Your skits here, you don't just focus on politics, but you talk a lot about the challenges that Zimbabweans face. Tell us more about the inspiration behind those skits.
Okay. Ngatim botawarene je comedy chi basara yendere. Now, basically, comedy ukango ta joke munaka seka watopedza basa. Tisatatam botawa anything. No purpose, no goals of recommend. Mm-hmm. The main purpose of comedy is just to bring laughter. However, over the years, comedy has evolved. So it does more than just make people laugh. It informs, you know, educator.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so, part of what we do, you have to, say background. In Zimbabwe, pane one national broadcast, and it's been the case since independence. So in other words, Van, one want information through my eyes, a woman. In other words, people, especially Varkuma Misha, Kumisha Kuma Duzeva, Vano Ziva Jin, information Yavano Ziva is according to how men wants them to see things.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your propaganda. And there's nothing wrong about propaganda. Every government under the sun in a chance of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
However, the problem with propaganda is a situation where Pasina private media is sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like once you have a country, no more in a state broadcaster, that means propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And it so then comes in my content creators, like I just say, so, where we begin to bring out my issues, mamwe. Maybe people don't know about them.
Mm-hmm.
To create awareness. Chiru mamacha avano ziva. Tuno vata uri taimwe engo yekuti pamaybe vana vasikuita take seriously or vanga vasina kuzviona. But tuno zvipackage in a way yekuti zvinenge zviri funny. Even if you don't get the idea kana kuti concept kana kuti zvati kutira kubring out, you at least laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But ukazo one idea tiri kutaura well, great. But otherwise, that's the reason why we do what we do.
You mentioned that as a comedian, your job is to inform, entertain, and most importantly, educate. Speak to us more about the importance of your job, especially during such times whereby people are seeking more education on things like, for example, the COVID-19 pandemic and other bills that are being passed in Zimbabwe as we speak. Speak to us more about the importance of your job as an entertainer or a comedian in this aspect, in this light.
No, humor is the only thing that's keeping us sane.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say that again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
I said humor is the only thing keeping Zimbabweans sane.
Mm-hmm.
But not, you see, we joke about everything. We joke about sugar. We joke about food, cooking oil. We joke about petrol. We joke about my bank queues. We joke about everything.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't do that, though, there's going to be trouble, you see. So you have to understand that Isusu, we are powerless. We cannot face you know, the full power, you know, ZANU-PF machinery. It's way too powerful. We're not going to any way of dealing with it. The only thing is to face our troubles, face our sorrows, and somehow find humor out of it and be able to at least live, take its day as it comes. So when we create my videos and Osiki, so at least someone, you know, can forget about the fake kuti aruda fuwe kuti bire mota manje kumucha bozi ambya vake vakamedza tsono vakafa kana kuti kune school fees iri kutiwa pa munhu a 23 months asingabhadharwi kana kuti mwana wake atori serious apada kuminisa kuparirenya apa ma doctors ari pa strike kana kuti vazonzi ne hurumende takupa imari hamusiri pa strike but hospital kwacha kutomborina you know surgical tools and there is a very important surgery iri kupangwa kuitika kuti mwana ararama. You know, this person is stressed. You understand? So when that, I've received emails, countless emails about people in my hospitals even saying, Utafi, I'm in hospital right now. I'm not feeling well, man, but just watching your videos just made me laugh. And I, it's what's keeping me sane. I'm like, this is why I do what I do. Mm-hmm. You understand? So it's something that is so touching to get an email like that from someone with literally fighting for their life in the hospital and them telling you, Kuti, bro, I see what you're doing, and it's really touching me and it's making me feel better, even just for a minute. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. deep.
All right, Tafi, let me hold you there on the line. Thokoza Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, Kuhlelo Silo Tafi, the man, umahlekisa, comedian. He creates a lot of entertainment skits, and he posted ebulenjini njini bokuxhumana ku Facebook, he posted ku YouTube or ku Instagram, ku social media, whereby he's educating abantu emhlabeni jikelele ngalokho okwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe, but he does it in a very humorous manner. Let us head over to another skit that was created and prepared by Tafi the Man, and when we come back, siqhubekela phambili ngohlelo sixoxa no Tafi the Man.
Airtime, yes, bad, tell us how easy go. Bad, tell us how easy go. Airtime, yes. Hello.
Ewan Dickinson, who's that good to come here? So, what's in for?
Hey, Mama Landlord, Marasimber.
Hi, Hawks, and back way. Look at my rent, Dickinson.
Ndrukuziya mama, ndrukuziya, ndrukuya mama, pane zvandirungo.
Hai wawo. Ndaburitsere zvinhu zvako Dickson.
Pane zvandani.
For 5 hours. Bye.
Airtime, yes, bad, tell us so easy call.
Kana zami chitonga, zami pevi chitonga, kusigira madonga, amera nyanga. Kana mtemo wacho futi tinochi. Kana zami chitonga, zami pevi chitonga, kusigira madonga, amera nyanga. Kana mtemo wacho futi tinochi, njawakaramba chita naro. Toti ndoa, tino ota kusigira ame. Saka da zanga stoti vatombonyarira zvakutoti zing
chopa
ivo vongomira chete kudya sadza tichivarimira
manaka saka ndiana mandikutingisa airtime kusvika madhonga ane nyanga aya
Of comedy skit there done by Taffy the man himself. As Lugandaba, Lugubona Njani, Murguzwana, or say, Kaishi, Kana Muchifara maskits at Taffy the man, right? My comment section, Kutrok, I want Ayo Taffy, I want to I was a Chukwani, when our support on our Kutfara, and Nebasara Arbita, Mukuzitsan, Pasir was a nation, Pitka Musimbabwe. Taffy, back to you, mate. You talk about a lot of real stuff in your comedy clips. Like I said earlier on, you talk about the challenges that the everyday Zimbabwean faces. Would you argue your work as a comedian, your work as an entertainer, your work as in what others would argue an educator, has led to any change for the ordinary Zimbabwean?
Well, I guess time will tell. I don't want to... make a statement that will sound as if, yeah, it wasn't true that regime change agenda, but you know how these things are. So I don't want to, you know, publicly make a statement to say, well, yeah, we are making comedy to bring about, or rather to subvert a constitutionally elected government. As it, I do not want to say that. However, what I will say is, you see, at the end of the day, mm-hmm. The power is with the people. And at the end of the day, in the fullness of time, when enough is enough, people will know what they want and they will do what they will have to in order to realize what needs to be realized.
All right. Well, the reason we have you here is the comedy skits. So I want to show people more of these comedy skits, mates. Let me hold you there on the line, Taffy. And then when we come back, Zulugandaba, let's head over to another comedy skit, Ega Taffy the Man. And when we come back, Zulugandaba, family, once again, Chichendramberi Chine Urukuro, Epachirongwa Tina Taffy the Man, Saka Tichangi Chichendramberi Chichikurukura, Na Taffy the Man.
Wait on my jokes, wait, Doctor Manesu, and go down my votes. Can I wait?
No.
Zina Taffy the Man Kanyikaka Aiwa Bodo. Muri Zimbabwe tipeo ma comments enyu nyorai maondre enyu pa page retore pa Facebook pa VOA Shona muchitiudza oka maondre enyu ndezve hurukuru yatirikuita pano china Taffy the Man. We're trying to entertain you all as we prepare to enter into the new year 2022. Also remember, you can write your fastest greetings in the comments section. Muriya Zimbabwe, as we speak, we're broadcasting on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Daniel Abu, VOA Studio 7. Tuffy, unfortunately, time has run out with our conversation here. You know, all good things must come to an end. As we wrap up, what are your last words for our audience?
Yeah, my last words is, guys, for all Zimbabweans, I know things are tough, things are hard. Things are hard for everyone, especially what down Pacho, Rasangawa can never, you know, there are no words are enough to describe. And one would be lying to say, bro, I feel sorrow, I feel what you're going through, but hey, there is a God in heaven. Whiskey. In due time, I know it's hard. It's not what many of us want to hear, but in due time, it's chatable.
Mates, kindly tell the audience who liked your work where they can find more of your work, because I'm sure a lot of people are curious. What else one knows she said it.
Right. Nungo Nyurauti Tuffy the Man across all social media. However, on Facebook, page Rangurnonzi Zimba.com. Otherwise, in my social media, yes, Ugango Nyurauti Tuffy the Man, particularly by YouTube. The YouTube channel, I'm not going to subscribe because he look at no one else marries for doing what you're doing because the monetizer. So if you just type Tuffy the Man on YouTube, you'll be able to subscribe and start following content which go on all every time, but no poster. And also, let me take this opportunity to say Merry Christmas to everyone and have a prosperous new year.
Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, thank you so much, Tuffy, for taking time out to be with us on the program. I'm talking about Zimbabwe, Tuffy the Man. However, Muriya Zimbabwe, before we continue and bring on our next guest who's joining us, let's head over to another skit prepared by Tuffy the Man. And when we come back, speaking to the youth of Zimbabwe as we entertain you ahead of the new year 2022. Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, let's head over to another skit prepared by Tuffy the Man. Chiwanesane chiwuya ipano chiwanesane kavakuru changamire chiwuya ipano chiwanesane kavakuru changamire chokwada chipunze ukama sangisha nemunori fremera daita dilane misigavune nyonga nyonga inopera bongu sangisha ni atiride asika munori nyanyira daita dilane inikonde chanzi nyonga nyonga inomira nemi uomazima iwayo Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Tuffy the Man. Shout out to Tuffy the Man for joining us. To everyone joining us, Moria Zimbabwe, you're tuned into Live Talk at The Connection. Unfortunately, this is a pre-recorded broadcast. What this means in Tshakaza Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, is you cannot join us live as per usual. However, as I mentioned earlier on, siloke siqhubekela phambili sisakaza emakhasini ethu kuFacebook, amathathu kuVOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, pangwechetheni pa VOA Studio 7. So go ahead and leave your feedback in the comments section. And most importantly, seeing as though this is the last show of 2021, go ahead and leave your festive greetings in the comments section, and of course wishing them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now, Moria Zimbabwe, next up we're joined by Mrs. K as we continue the discussion, speaking to Zimbabwean youth about the year 2021. Once again, I wasn't joking when I said we're going to be joined by people who brought smiles to your hearts and joy to your lives in the year 2021. Now, Mrs. K is a multi-award winning musician. He managed to bag a lot of awards throughout the year of 2021. And most importantly, he was able to fly the Zimbabwean flag very high, collaborating with award-winning producers and DJs and artists from international places. For example, Brazil. He recently partnered up with Rosen and a duo, Drunky Daniels. These are all Brazilian acts, and others. So without wasting time, Moria Zimbabwe, let's head over to the conversation that we had with Mrs. K to hear how his 2021 went, and of course, what he has in store for the audience in 2022.
Thank you so much for having me on the show today. The year 2021 has been an amazing year for me as a musician. We got great responses from the public on the music that we put out. Also, I got to feature and work with a lot of amazing artists. I worked with Rao Brian all the way from Botswana. I worked with Rosen Music from Brazil. I worked with DJ Soltera, also from Brazil. It's been an amazing year. Not to mention that to top it all off, we won Best Male Artist at the Bulawayo Arts Awards 2021.
Before, you recently had the I Love Mrs. K performance in Bulawayo. Now, this performance or this event, per se, received a lot of positive reviews online, received a lot of positive reviews from people who are in attendance. But I'd like to hear from you as the organizer, from you as the headliner, from you as the host of the event. How was the event in your eyes? And of course, is this something you're looking to host again anytime soon?
The I Love Mrs. K concert was such an amazing experience and a great show. And I'm really warmed by all the positive reviews that we got and the support that everyone showed and how everyone turned up and came through for the show. Definitely, I'm looking into turning this into a yearly event.
Now, of course, while speaking of your music, bro, in 2021, you made a lot of moves, a lot of waves internationally and locally. You featured on a song with a Brazilian duo, Drunky Daniels. You featured on Find Me with Rosen, all Brazilian acts. You worked with Zimbabwean legends such as Busam Kaya. You put out amazing music such as Nauzu Moya Wami with Awakiwe and Mzo 7 and others. Man, you've released a lot of amazing music in 2021 and you seem like you're not stopping anytime soon. Now, I guess looking back at this year, 2021, how do you feel about the music you've released?
I feel really, really good about the music that we made and put out this year, from No Turning Back with Drunky Daniels to Come and Find Me with Rosen Music, Only You When I Wait to with Rao Brian from Botswana, Gamnandi with Ntulisi Patrick, also lately Say My Name with Soltera all the way from Brazil. It's been an amazing year musically.
Well, Zuluganda Babushelo Silo and Sis K. Moria Zimbabwe, as we continue the discussion, speaking to Zimbabwean youth, as we look to entertain you, as we prepare, of course, to enter 2022, or 2022, Nangu 2022, Moria Zimbabwe, Chumbo Kurukura, and I'm CZ K, another young Zimbabwean, Arukita Zuno Shamisa, Zuno Dadisa, Arukshana Nema Zho, who produced a lot of amazing things in the year 2021. and a multi award winning artist, without wasting time with Zimbabwe, let's head over to a young performance that was done by Mrs. Cades, and it was a virtual performance done online early on this year. Lapa, he's going to be performing his song, Nauz Moyawam, featuring Awakiwe and others. Let's take a look.
I see ya. Nauz Moyawam. Yeah. Aibo! Aibo! Nauz Moyawam. Kubonu kambale tere nifuna yo Nauz Moyawam. Nauz Moyawam.
Ingome gam sizke uti Nauz Moyawam. Beautiful, beautiful love song. Those are some of the songs that you guys should start placing on your playlist. Valentine's just around the corner. Mrs. K, back to you, bro. You know, this year, like I said, back to your music. You featured on a lot of music, a lot of songs. As we about to close the year, just this month, December, I saw you released another song featuring M. Patrick titled Gamnandi. Tell us more about that song.
Gamnandi with Mthulisi Patrick is a feel-good love song on an amapiano vibe. We recorded it during the year and then we released it now because we felt like it was appropriate for the season. It's that song that will get people in the groove, get people dancing everywhere.
Unfortunately, it's Kati, since it's real mangoi, before we have to prepare to bring in our next guest. All good things, unfortunately, have to come to an end. Siyabonga kakhulu ngoba lathi buhlelo kodwa sigqiba ingxoxo yethu. Bengicela ukuphosela amazwi akho okugcina kubalaleli ngolimi lukambama ngesiNdebele. Amayelana ngomnyaka ozayo, umnyaka ka-2022, ukuthi kahle kahle abantu kumele bakhangelele ukuthi uMrs. K uzakwethulela uZulu izinto ezinjalo.
Kumnyaka ozayo oka-2022 is going to be very, very exciting. The fans should look out for more music from Mrs. K. They should look out for more features and collaborations with international artists from Mrs. K. They should also look out for Mrs. K album, Epuma Ngomnyaka ka 2022. Also, in 2022, we're going to do more shows and engage more with the fans and the public. Sazoba mnandi.
Well, once again, siyabonga kakhulu bafor siyabonga sithanda ukubonga Mrs. K. Zilukandaba, check him out on social media. At I am Mrs. K, go Twitter, go Facebook, go Instagram. He's there, Mrs. K, Mrs. K. Before we head over to our next guest, Zulukandaba Ozabe Lathi, uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Once again, as we entertain you, preparing the whole world, ikakhulukazi thina njengezalwane zeZimbabwe for the year 2022. Let's head over to a short clip of Mrs. K's performance. And when we come back, as we speak to the youth of the nation about how their year 2021 went.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mrs. K there. Amazing, amazing, amazing 2021. Shout out to him for joining us. Lapha kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Besixoxa lo Mrs. K. Umhlabelelo okwaziwa kakhulu. Odume ngezothando. Lo Mrs. K. Remember to follow him on social media. And of course, purchase his music online. @IAMMCSK is his username on Twitter and Instagram. Zulukandaba, so remember to visit his pages. So, uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, chirongwa the connection wini ni Mike Wobe muri eZimbabwe. Tinotenda zvikurusa munhu wese anesu pano pachirongwa chedu chechidiki. Pari zvino tambo kuita hurukuro na Mrs. K, tikakurukura zvakare na Trafi the Man. All prominent young entertainers who are doing amazing things in terms of educating the world about what's happening in Zimbabwe. So, uxolo Zulukandaba. So, abhalani imibono yenu ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni lingakhofi ngempela, lingakhofi njalo Zulukandaba, ukuthi you can still send your festive greetings, write them down on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, kanye laku VOA Studio 7.
Ngadzi
Shout out to Mr. T. Darira. Swa. Just you know they're partnering up with the Roots Africa there on the COVID-19 awareness program. Zulugandaba. Sikubekela phambili ngohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. For those that are looking to listen to more of Jazz Signal's music, or of course, I see the works of Roots Africa, visit their social media pages, Roots Africa on Facebook, and of course, Jazz Signal, you know it all, on Twitter and Instagram at Jazz Signal. Sigi, shout out to him for that message. Handikezai maoko, rikaipsa ungana, nekuchi COVID-19, chiruere, chiripo. Now, Muriel Zimbabwe was on the discussion, of course, of reviewing the works of young Zimbabweans throughout the year 2021. There's a very, very important event that happened throughout the year of 2021 that really shook the Zimbabwean arts sector. This year in 2021, Zimbabwe saw itself losing one of the most prominent Zim dancehall artists the country has produced. Here we're talking about Soulja Love, who passed away in 2021 due to diabetes. Now, I found it important to revisit this moment to focus more on the impact that Soulja Love had on the Zim dancehall industry and, of course, the Zimbabwean arts industry at large. So to do that, I'm joined by a music journalist, arts journalist, prominent arts journalist, Plot Mako, as we talk more about the legacy of Soulja Love and, of course, the impact that he has on the arts industry and what a lot of young people stand to learn in the year 2021. Without wasting time, let's head over to that conversation that I had with Plot Mako.
When I think of Soulja Love, I think of somebody who lived his life and expressed it through music. His music was entirely about his life. And what's quite interesting is that by him telling us his own life story, we resonated with him. He entertained us. He moved and touched so many souls. And we continue to appreciate the music that he made. And he made this music within a very short space of time, but the impact was super, super huge. And the music sort of transcended across all social levels, you know. And that's how powerful his music was, and that's how I remember it.
Speaking of the power of his music, when he passed away, I saw people across the board, old, young, cross-tribal lines, all showing love to Soulja Love, mourning him. What about him do you think radiated with people, especially the youth? The youth seems to come out in their numbers. What about him radiated with them?
I think Soulja Love, the most interesting aspect about him and what made him resonate with especially young people was his ability to understand the struggles of young people. Mm-hmm. But the most important aspect, I think, was his use of street lingo. Not just the use, but he created street lingo.
Right.
I think up to date, we've not seen an artist who has managed to create so much street language that people still continue to use up to date.
I had never heard of Kamamonya Ipapo before him.
There was nothing like that. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, these were ways that you'd play around, create, and everybody would just jump on them.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about his life. When he passed away, I saw a lot of different utterances across the board on social media. And some people were really, they really stood by government's decision of making him a hero. However, some really felt as though he was celebrated too late by government. They felt as though government should have given him the respect that they gave him in death in life. So I want to focus more on how artists are being treated in Zimbabwe in general. Do you feel as though artists are given the right treatment, not just by government, but by people in general, when they are alive in comparison to when they're dead?
I think it's a bit subjective. To some extent, you'd find there are incidences or scenarios where artists are not celebrated or appreciated much when they are alive. But in the case of Soulja Love, I would say, look at his shows. We have thousands of people attending his shows. With people that loved him, people that supported his music. In terms of really being able to buy his music online and stuff, that I'm not so sure because he never really organized his music online that way. You can find it on hundreds of YouTube channels, SoundCloud and other things. So I think he's one person who got quite a good share of support from people. And remember, this one person who openly expressed his political affiliation,
right,
spoke about being ZANU-PF. And we know what has happened to precedents to other artists that have spoken about their political affiliation and how their musical careers crumbled. But Lesotho Love is the only artist that I know to date who continued to speak and sing. He actually made a couple of songs. He switched from praising Mugabe to praising Emmerson Mnangagwa, the president. And that switch alone speaks volumes about the impact that he had. But as far as the government support, I would say the government has really not been supportive of the creative arts. They have not really done much to put in place systems to assist in terms of provision, even in terms of TV. We still have one TV station now, more licensed. But some of those challenges are challenges that artists continue to face. Mura not being able to pay artists royalties in time, and the major player being government, ZBC. So the recognition could have come a bit too late, but I think it's still commendable that the government recognized and appreciated him as an artist to say he was a hero. But he was a hero in front of the people before being conferred the status.
As you mentioned, the youths really, they loved him to the core. When we look at his life, what do you think the youth should take away from it to ensure that they can also learn a thing or two?
I think what they should take away from Soja Love is the resilience, the ability to dream and imagine from a place of despair. Soja Love came from that hard place. He struggled, he had family struggles, but he also lived on the streets at some point. But he never stopped imagining, never stopped dreaming. He always believed that one day he was going to be a successful artist. So I think that's one thing that the young people should be able to take away from the life of Soja Love.
As we wrap up here, Plot, of course, let me make this a little more personal for you. What songs of his did you like? And most importantly, what do you think? Do you think his legacy will live forever?
My favorite songs from Soja Love were Ndini Uyawe, and then John Terry, Dosa Ndomdira, Pamamonye Pap Magets. Those are some of my favorite. But I mean, his catalog runs so long.
So
this guy knows hundreds of songs within a short space of time. In terms of his legacy living, definitely his legacy lives. He's been recorded in the book of history. You know, generations to come will remember Soja Love. They will remember a 31-year-old who made so much of an impact that cuts across generations. We saw a major international broadcasting channels paying tribute to Soja Love. That has not been happening. We saw Jamaican artists coming out in their numbers, paying tribute to Soja Love. And for a very long time, if you remember, a lot of Zim dancehall artists, when they're making news, they always sang and say that one day they hope and dream to make it to Jamaica, where the music journey that they're pursuing originated from. And Soja Love was that connection. He managed to achieve that.
Unfortunately, my time here is up. This is it, Moria Zimbabwe. This is our last show of the year 2021. From me to you, I say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Moria Zimbabwe, meet you on the other side. Meet you in the year 2021. We'll meet here, same time, same place, New Year. I go by the name of Mike Hove. Bye-bye!